Tuesday, November 11th, 2014, and here are the stories we're covering this week. Augmented reality for blind people could help them get around without the help of a guide dog, thanks to a new technology being tested by Microsoft. Home Depot has revealed that the hack attack earlier this year leaked not just credit and debit card information, but also the email addresses of their customers. Police in Germany are clamping down on movie and music piracy and have raided over 100 homes. Are you thinking about buying that 3D TV this Christmas season? A French health watchdog is warning of the impact of 3D technology on developing eyes. And President Obama made a statement yesterday in support of net neutrality, and while it might be upsetting to internet service providers and large companies, it will level the playing field for the average user. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
This is the story of Operation Christmas Child. To some, it may just be a shoebox, but to millions, it is the start of the greatest journey. Traveling the world, sent with prayer. Shoebox gifts fill the hearts of children from over 100 different countries with hope, faith, and love.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories from the Category5.tv newsroom. For millions of blind and visually impaired people, venturing out of the house can be a dangerous and daunting task. Microsoft is aiming to change this with 3D audio technology and a smart headset the software giant is trialing in the UK. Microsoft's system works by creating a 3D soundscape of audio that's transmitted through your jawbone. You wear a bone conduction headset that pairs to a smartphone that can pick up nearby beacons and guide you around. The bone conduction here is key. It means that you can still hold conversations with people or hear the environment around you because you're not wearing headphones that cover your ears, which is crucial if you're visually impaired and rely on sound as a primary sense. Microsoft has created a clever system of audio cues for nearby stores, points of interest, and journey details, alongside regular GPS instructions and unique audio ping that keeps you straight on track when you're navigating. Microsoft's headset is designed to tackle these challenges with technology that won't cost $80,000, which is the lifetime price tag of a guide dog. It won't completely replace a guide dog or a white cane, but it might just lower the cost and complexity of navigating cities if you're visually impaired. 90% of the world's visually impaired live in low-income settings, according to the World Health Organization. Inexpensive technology is badly needed, and Microsoft recognizes that a simple headset could be the answer. The headset is calibrated by first scanning your entire face and head with Kinect, producing a map for the system to improve the accuracy of the headset and tailor it to your own dimensions. It's all driven using gestures from a smartphone app that plays back audio menus straight into your ears. You simply tap and hold and slide or drag around to navigate, with each move accompanied by a subtle vibration from the headset, or the handset and the menu item read back to you. If you're on a train or a bus, it will tell you when you're about to reach a station or stop using GPS or nearby beacons, but it's blindly walking around environments where it's especially impressive. The real magic of this system is the 3D audio technology that gives you a real sense of direction. One feature on the headset allows you to push a button and hear a list of nearby places of interest. They're processed through the headset depending on the direction you're facing, so that when a store is read aloud, you'll be able to hear the direction of where it's located. That might be in the rear left or out in front, but the audio gives you a clear sense of where that store is along a route through just sound alone. We've received no word yet on the release date or the cost of the peripheral, but the prototype is quite impressive.
That sounds really cool. You made an interesting point, though, Sasha, before we went on the air tonight.
Yes.
About if I was that visually impaired, and perhaps if there is anyone listening tonight who is visually impaired to the point of not being able to see and needing a peripheral such as this,
My point is, well, if you have a smartphone that you need to click and drag and swipe to calibrate the system,
yeah,
and you can't see your smartphone, how are you going to have a properly calibrated system?
That's an interesting point, for sure. It's cool how technology, especially something like Kinect, which was, as far as I knew at the time, as far as we knew, developed for gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Right, as a replacement, kind of a competitor for Wii with the Wiimotes. Now Microsoft comes along and says, no, we don't need to have a remote. We'll use just your hand gestures and your body in mm-hmm. a 3D space. So being able to use that in order to create this 3D, basically immersive environment, it is like augmented reality for audio perception as opposed to visual perception.
I love the idea. I really hope they can make it work.
Agreed.
U.S. retail giant Home Depot says hackers who stole payment card details of millions of customers also stole 53 million email addresses. It said hackers accessed its network with a vendor's username and password between April and September.
A vendor.
That means that the vendor has access to emails and credit cards and debit cards. The company had previously revealed that 56 million debit and credit card details were also stolen in the hack. Analysts say it's one of the largest data breaches on record, surpassing a similar incident at retailer Target. Home Depot insisted on Thursday that the file containing the email addresses did not contain passwords or other sensitive personal information, although it did contain credit card numbers and debit. But it warned customers to be on guard against further phishing scams that might trick them into sharing personal information. So just be warned, don't overshare at Home Depot. Now, more than 400 police officers in Germany have taken part in a nationwide clampdown against piracy, Cologne's public prosecutor has announced. They searched 121 apartments across 14 states in the hunt for people sharing music and films illegally online. Officials targeted members of a file-sharing forum called Bors, who the prosecutor says have uploaded movies, music, software, and e-books. The German police said some of the suspects in the latest raid were willing to cooperate. They added, the investigating authorities are hoping to gain further insights into the piracy scene on the evaluation of this evidence. So, pirates beware.
That's frightening for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, a French health watchdog has recommended that children under the age of 6 should not be allowed access to 3D content. The Agency for Food, Environmental, and Occupational Health and Safety, ANSES, added that access to those up to the age of 13 should be moderate. It follows research into the possible impact of 3D imaging on still-developing eyes. Few countries currently have guidelines about 3D usage. According to ANSES, the process of assimilating a three-dimensional effect requires the eyes to look at images in two different places at the same time before the brain translates it to one image. They said in a statement, in children, and particularly before the age of 6, the health effects of this vergence accommodation conflict could be much more severe given the active development of the visual system at this time. I would say that the children that the movies are geared to are probably between the ages of 4 and 13.
Interesting point
Most
there, Sasha.
Most 3D movies are Disney and Pixar and for young children.
So what do you do in a case like that? I mean, everybody's looking at their Christmas list and thinking, okay, this is something that maybe we've been saving up toward. Maybe the old TV is done. And do we go with 4K? Do we go with 3D? Mm-hmm. What do you do? And then to have someone show up and say, hey, it's not good for kids. And we've been hearing it for some time, I think, that whole, you know, the development of the visual cortex and the eyes, and it's not good to have 3D, the faux synthetic 3D anyways, during that time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a 3D TV,
yeah?
And I know that there are only particular times in the day, if I'm too tired, I'll get a headache. So really? I can't imagine that on the vision of small children.
Yeah.
I tend to agree. President Barack Obama wants to reclassify the internet as a utility, he said in a new statement released by the White House yesterday. That would allow the Federal Communications Committee to enforce heavier restrictions on it and protect net neutrality. The president said, "The time has come for the FCC to recognize that broadband service is of the same importance and must carry the same obligations as so many of the other vital services do." Obama is officially supporting net neutrality, writing that internet service providers should not be allowed to control or pick winners and losers in the online marketplace. In his statement, President Obama outlined rules for internets where ISPs could not block legal content, throttle services, or offer paid prioritization of service. Way to go, Obama.
That sounds like that is good. I mean, it sounds good, right?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.